At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, 7:43 on your Memorial Day. Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Glad to be with you here on WWL, and glad that Mark Rosa is joining us from Monday Morning Markets with Mark, the president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Mark, did you lose power yesterday?
No, sir. And no, I didn't. It looks like everybody kept their power.
Yeah, I kept mine as well, but unfortunately, close to 100,000 people didn't, so we'll have to keep an eye on that going forward.
Yes, sir.
And see if we're going to have to deal with that anymore. Thank you for joining us on this Memorial Day, because, our money needs your help, even when it's a holiday. So,
there's a saying, money never sleeps.
No, it sure does not. And neither do our bills. And so we want our money to keep working for us. So what's catching your attention as we get ready for another week on Wall Street?
You know, last week they had very little economic news. Very little that came out. But what did come out, what was discussed, were the big ticket items. And we used to, just a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago, the big elephant in the room were, of course, the tariffs. Which ones are being levied, which ones are being pulled off, what products are under tariff and how much, and all the discussion there. And it led to a lot of conversations confusing Wall Street, because it's like, well, how do you position your portfolio around the tariffs, which that might not be an easy question to answer. And then if they're moving, that's just that much more difficult. But when Moody's came out just about a week ago and said, you know what, we are going to downgrade the federal government's credit rating. We're going to take them one notch down. Now, if any of our listeners, you, me, anybody, if our credit report would have our credit, if whatever happened to us, if our credit would notch down a few points, the further it goes down, the more we pay for debt. Okay, the more we pay when you go out and borrow money again. So when Moody's did that, everybody's always said, well, how do you downgrade the federal government? They have something that no one is supposed to have, which is the printing press.
Yeah, they just make more money.
And make more money. Well, we saw what happened during COVID through any of the recessions, through the credit crisis, COVID, and ones even before those, that the government tends to spend more money. They're trying to get solutions to a downturn economy. When COVID came in, I mean, they turned on the printing press, all right. About $5 trillion was printed, and we saw the inflation come out right after it. But right now, what's happening is Moody's led the way, and now the bond market is sitting up straight and saying, you know what, they have to get serious at some point about the debts and the deficit. It's just year after year we keep running deficits. We're piling on to the national debt with no end in sight. And I was thinking that the new administration, would have, they came out with Doge and all these things to try to ferret out any kind of fraud, waste, and abuse, that we could take that money and maybe reduce the deficit. Well, when this bill, the big, beautiful bill, was coming out, it's being scored to say that it's going to increase the debt by $4 trillion over 10 years. So $400 billion a year is not big money from Wall Street's terms or from the government's terms, but it was like, no, we need this to start going down. So there was a term, there's an economist, he's still with us, his name is Ed Yardeni. And back in the 1980s, he coined the term bond vigilantes. And what that meant was people that are in the bond market, you've got governments, you've got countries, you've got big money center banks that usually fund the government's auctions, the government auction. When they're trying to raise money, they're the ones that step up and go in and buy the debt because the U.S. debt's the best in the world. And it does well in many portfolios, their pension funds and all that bond. Well, the bond vigilantes are the same groups that are saying, wait a minute, if you're not going to have any fiscal restraint, if you're going to keep spending money like there's no tomorrow, we're going to start dumping the bonds, selling them aggressively. What does that do? Well, if a lot of anything comes onto the market in a compressed period of time, the price will normally go down. And how bonds work is it's going to tick the yield up incrementally. So the next time the government wants to borrow money, which is all the time, they're going to pay incrementally more for the next debt issue. So that way, these bond vigilantes are putting pressure on the government financially, directly, to say, you got to start dealing with the debt. It's not going to go away anytime soon, but we've got to start seeing sometimes where maybe the government runs a surplus.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And that was how it was supposed to be going back several decades. It's when the economy is doing wonderfully well and everybody's working, the unemployment rate is next to nothing, and the government is taking in a lot of receipts. That's when you should start running a surplus. When we're going into recession, that's when deficit spending is usually that seems to fit okay. And people aren't worried about that. But what the government has done, as we both know, they run deficits every year, regardless how well the economy is doing. So that's $37 trillion. The interest is compounding. The rates are high. 5 years ago, when the rates were so low, well, it would make this incremental difference. It wasn't too much the concern because the interest was so low. The economy was growing faster than the rate of interest. So that gets a nod of approval. Well, now, after the inflation, we know that interest rates are going up. The inflation has gone up. And now the government's paying real interest rates, serious interest rates for that debt. And we still have, out of the $37 trillion, Dave, so much of it is coming due from when it was sold some years ago. So I guess
these debts don't go away, and now we got new debts. So let me ask you this, Mark: How does Moody's downgrade affect my portfolio and what I should be doing right now?
And I wanted to say, well, when the new debts are coming on, they're being refinanced in essence at a higher rate. So that's what's putting further pressure on. That's what many of the analysts are saying to people. You know, just be careful. This thing is compounding in the wrong way. So back to your question. Well, we saw mortgage rates that ticked up. They were on the slide, maybe 650, less than 6.5%, going down to 6. Well, they're back up to 7.
Oh, God.
So you've got interest rates in the economy that are going up, and it's going to put pressure on you and I and all of our listeners, everybody listening, that we're going to pay incrementally more if the government's going to pay more interest on its debt, well, it's going to trickle down, so all of us are going to pay more. So the markets have backed up, and that's what part of the worry. We have inflation news that's coming out this week. The numbers are expected to be low.
I'm going to pause you there because I want to know, Mark, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll ask Mark Rosa what we should expect from the government's preferred interest rate indication that comes out later this week. I also want to ask Mark when we come back, how do you prepare as an investor when the president of the United States may just off the cuff say something about wanting to suddenly put tariffs on smartphones? How do you prepare for that as an investor? We saw last week, you know, Trump just says, you know what? I want them to make iPhones and Samsung to make phones in the United States. And suddenly the stock market plummets again. How do you prepare for that as an investor? We'll ask Mark about the interest rates and preparations as an investor for presidential comments coming up after this on WWL. It's Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Mark, we got two things left in just a couple of minutes, so I'm going to ask you. The Fed's preferred inflation gauge comes out this week. What should we be looking for in terms of inflation?
Dave, the expectation is 0.1%. That's a wonderful annualized rate of 1.2. And for March, it was zero.
Wow.
So it's bringing the year-over-year number to 2.2, down from 2.3. So incrementally, this has been going down over the past year, just ratcheting down gradually. I mean, they're into the territory that they said would be fertile ground for lowering rates. But all that we talked about before the break is putting the Fed on hold. All the analysts were expecting a interest rate cut in June and July meetings back-to-back. Now you look at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, all of the plots going out for the rest of the year. There are no cuts for the rest of this year, and apparently unless something changes significantly, the Fed is going to step in. I think they're thinking there's enough balls in the air that we're not going to compete with those, but between the tariffs and the downgrade and all the things we talked about a minute ago, and start lowering rates inside of that, what effect would that have? So I think they're saying, well, if these tariffs are temporary, and Trump is doing that as a political tool to get these other countries in line, when this clears up, there would be a lot of room. They could always lower rates. But they don't want to make a mistake, lower it in a couple months, they have to raise it again. They did that going through COVID, and they kind of had egg on their face. But the other question that you posed...
Let me put a bow on this real quick first. Good news that the rate of inflation is slowing. It doesn't mean prices of anything are going to come down, but it means the rate at which the prices increase is slowing. So that's good news for the economist, for the economy and for the consumer. But, man, it'd be nice to one day see prices of things actually go down, but I guess I won't hold my breath for that. That being said, last week we saw... Good point.
Energy.
All right, energy has,
and it affects everything. But, okay, so you talk about what to do. A lot of these professionals are doing what's called a risk-off trade. That's a sexy way of saying they're not investing. Legendary investor Warren Buffett has been sitting on tons of cash, and that pile has been increasing. He's at about $300 billion of uninvested money. And it's like, I'm not finding anything compelling right now. So, I mean, if anything, if he's taking money off the table, and a lot of people locally, I'll talk to brokers, what are you doing? Hey, look, I mean, I can invest in T-bills and get almost 4.5% instead of putting it in a jittery market and risking it. So a lot of people have done the same thing by saying, Dave, when the treasury interest rates go up, it competes against the stock market. That's why the market comes down, because people are taking money out of risky investments like stocks, risky in general, and they're putting it in what they perceive to be a non-risk position. So that's what's going on with people are raising cash.
So in terms of your advice, when we see the president of the United States be able to just have an off-the-cuff remark about wanting smartphones to be made in the United States and it's sending the markets plummeting, is that good advice right now to invest elsewhere until and unless we get a more stable market?
Well, yes, but Dave, that's a hard question. The 30-year-old that's putting money in his 401k, don't pay any attention to it. Keep putting the money in the 401k. They have many decades ahead of them before they'll need to put their hands on the money. If you need the money in a couple of years, you probably should have rotated out of stocks already. That's the standard answer for it. It depends on where you are and what your risk appetite is. But if all these jittery markets have you up at night, well, you can move money to less risky investments. And
thank you, Mark.
It's largely age dependent, but that's it.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Mark, we'll talk to you on Friday. He's Mark Rosa. I'm Dave Cohen. Coming up next, we're going to take a closer look at the power grid and the energy situation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.